I first heard about this possibility when I read it in the newspaper on a Friday morning. And then later Friday, right around the time that I sent out a statement, I got I received an email from HHS, the federal department, that just said, we're evaluating this site. But that was the first I had heard of it from them, other than just reading in the newspaper. So a little disappointing that we didn't hear something sooner, but very disappointing that we at least didn't have a heads up. Now, they did send us a notice on Friday to my office.
What are your concerns about this?
Well, look, I mean, number one, this is a situation where we've got this huge surge of undocumented, unaccompanied minors that are coming to the country. And I think the last thing we would want to do, there may be some that have a legitimate case for asylum, but a lot of them are being transported in through very dubious means. They're coming across illegally. They're all coming illegally. And why would we want to farm them out all over the country, and particularly come all the way up to Maryland with a group of these people? If they're being housed, they should be housed more closely to where they've come in. They don't need to be coming to our state. I don't think that that's a good move. First of all, just from a logistical point of view, but number two, we don't know who these kids are. There's not really been the ability to have any sort of health screenings or background checks or anything like that. There's a lot of concern that we don't have any idea really who you'd be bringing into our community. And so, that's just a frustration that you're going to be sending these children all the way from the Southwest all the way to Maryland and other places in the country. I just don't think it's trying to get around the system, if you ask me.
And yet, I am told that at least a lot of the facilities where they would be housed they're already housing thousands of children, be it in California or in Texas or in Arizona, and they need someplace to put these kids. Why not Maryland?
Well, I think what we need here is for the president to show leadership and say, we always feel compassion for children and for some of these, they're trying to make the case that some of these are refugees. We always feel compassion, but the bottom line is the United States cannot take in everybody that wants to come in without doing it through a legal process. And what happens is you have children, and we say children, but a lot of these kids are 15, 16, and there are adults involved too. And they are coming here illegally, and they're jumping the line of a lot of people who are trying to come legally. And so this is really something where we have to take a stand and say we cannot continue this process of allowing so many people to come in and stay here illegally. I have to question when local law enforcement oftentimes has trouble deporting people that they catch for small crimes that are illegal immigrants. They have trouble getting them deported, and because the federal, ICE, said, we don't have the place to store them while we wait to deport. Well, why haven't we been doing this sort of farming them out for people we're trying to get to leave the country that are dangerous? There's just a lot of, I think there's a lot of hypocrisy here, and it's just questionable to me the need to bring them into all the way up to Maryland. I think it's extremely questionable, and I'm very concerned that we don't really know who these people are in a lot of cases. And we don't know what health risk they might be carrying. So I just have a lot of concerns about it. And obviously my constituents are very concerned about it, very upset by sort of the arbitrary, it seems arbitrary, it may not be, but it seems arbitrary and sudden that you're just going to drop all these folks, and we don't know how many, but we're just going to drop a bunch of folks into the middle of our community that are here illegally, that we really don't know anything about.
Colleague David Collins toured the building yesterday and posted some of the pictures online. We have them on our website, and they have it on the WBAL-TV website. The building looks old and run down. I mean, could it even be used just from a physical standpoint? I mean, is this something that it's going to cost money to renovate it? Might it just not be worth the federal government's while to house them, at least in this facility?
Well, and in fairness, they are evaluating it, so maybe they'll come to that same conclusion. It is a very old and, as you said, somewhat run-down facility, and I don't know. I have not had the opportunity to tour it. Seeing it from the outside, and I have seen pictures of some of the things that they have there. I think that you know, again, it may just be that they're going to look at it and decide they're not going to do it. But for us, we felt like, for myself and some of the other local elected officials, we really believe that based on what we're hearing, our beliefs, but also what we're hearing from our constituents, that this is not the right move. This is not the way to deal with this problem.
Question, are you planning or any kind of meeting with the HHS people? I mean, as the federal government said, we're going to sit down with you and some of the other local officials, some of the county commission, the county commissioners and such to discuss this?
They haven't really said that to us. I mean, as I said, the only thing I've received from them was an email with a sort of an informational document on Friday. They did say that if, as they move forward, they will have more information for us. They sort of implied that they would connect with us. So I'm hoping that obviously I think they should, if they want to do this, if they decide they're going to do this, we're going to stand pretty firmly and say, you should not do this, but you would hope that they would connect with us. I think they haven't in other states. That's the problem. They haven't in other places. And so that's another concern. It's another reason why I wanted to put out a strong statement right away, because in California, and particularly the one city that's had a lot of the protests, the mayor, the local mayor and city council had no idea that, and so obviously the citizens had no idea that this was going to be happening. And so if they're going to do something like this, I think they better meet with the local elected officials in the community. So we'll see.